On passe à... On va commencer. We will start. Please take your seat. Okay. Mesdames, Messieurs, bonsoir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. We are going to start our meeting, joint Afro-African meeting, which we organized from Brussels, started in Brussels, and we have continued without interruption. It has been a good tradition that we started between Afro-Law and African. Today we are going to discuss a topic which was chosen by you. I had sent a consultation to you. You all chose, without exception, this following topic about security for the users, the internet users, and the best practices. Before we start the meeting, we have two people that are here that we really like, people who really helped us every time we asked them to come and say a few words at the opening of this specific meeting. I'm talking about Olivier Crépin-Leblanc from ALAC. Olivier, please.
Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and I welcome you here in our B1 room, where every morning Afro-Law has been running some very exciting capacity building programs. It is the first time that Afro-Law is able to do such a thing, and this was afforded by the budgets of three different railos being put together for Afro-Law to be able to have enough money to fly everyone here, house them here, and then to develop a course that would effectively reach them and for them to for the attendees to bring back to their own countries and to further the input process in ICANN. There is one thing that is, it's a pioneering thing, I would say. And there is another thing that I found pioneering, which is the Afro-Law Afro-ICANN thing. What is the Afro-ICANN thing? And I went, first time I heard about Afro-ICANN, I thought, hang on, is that ICANN? Is that Afro-Law? Is this Africa at ICANN? I wasn't quite sure, so I came to the meeting, and that was before I was chair. I thought, this is a bit bizarre. So I came there, and I found out that it was a whole community that met at every ICANN meeting. But not a community as in a supporting organization, advisory committee, as we usually see them in ICANN. The silo structure. People going to their room, spending the whole day in their room and not meeting with anybody outside. No, this was a cross-community. From RIRs, internet service providers, users, various groups that all met in one meeting and shared ideas and had plans and put a statement together at the end of their meeting and release that statement at the end of the ICANN week. And I thought, well, this is it. This is the original cross-community system. No more silos, no more working in your corner, not knowing what's going on elsewhere, which effectively makes this community probably, and I'm saying probably because there might be another community out there, but the one that I know of, at least, that is as well informed, or that is better informed, in fact, than most of the other communities out there. And so I thought, well, could the other regions do the same thing? And I think that when you look at the synergy that comes out of having ISPs, registrars, registries, users, and everyone being able to discuss issues in the same room, face-to-face, I think that the other regions of the world, or five regions altogether, could benefit a lot from that. So I just have to congratulate you for having come up with this idea, this concept. I'm unaware of the exact history of how it came together, but I do know, one thing that I do know is that it works. I have been asked by other regions, said, oh, how do you put something like that together? I said, well, I think you're going to have to ask the Afrikan community for that. So you might get inquiries at some point. But in seeing and coming to the Afrikan meetings, I usually think, well, this is the future. So I don't want to extend too long and take too much time, but I just will again look forward to hearing the discussions, the debates, all of the progress that has been done, and look forward also to reading this meeting's Afrikan statement. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Olivier.
Thank you, Olivier. I will give the floor now to Cheryl. Oh. You ask why we made Cheryl come all the time. It's not because she was president of VALAC. She was the first one to believe in our project. She was the first person to help us. She was the first person to push us to continue to go forward, even though we had problems with budget and others. And this is why she is here, and I'm giving her the floor.
Thank you very much, Tijani, and that's the first 90 seconds of my talk finished, because I was going to ponder exactly the same things. I wonder why I'm here. No, truly, I'm here because it is an utter and absolute honour and a deep joy of my heart to come, as I have done the last few years, and just take a peek into the wonderful collaborative work that's starting. Notice, I think, starting to develop in these meetings. I certainly believe there was a tipping point with the effectiveness of the statements you were making. We've taken them from being created but not necessarily recognised by working in partnership with each other, and here I'm talking about leadership in ALAC and the produce of what you do here, to being read out in final reporting to the community by the chair of the At-Large Advisory Committee. That's two things that are happening at the same time. The respect for the wonderful work you can do and do with those statements, but also a recognition of how important your unified voice is. And it's that unified voice that these meetings can bring together. We all have our differences. We all have our different ways of doing things. But the statements that come out of here are possibly of the highest order of consensus that we can find anywhere across this multi-stakeholder model. As I told you, for those of you who were in the room, and there's a number of familiar faces, both from this fora and from others, I stepped down from being a member of the At-Large Advisory Committee on Friday at lunchtime. One of the things I miss most, or I'm going to miss most, is you all. I'd like to think that the special place in my heart that you all have will grow in the hearts of the rest of the ICANN community like a wildfire touched to dry grass. Thank you.
Merci, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl. I can assure you that we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you a lot. But I know you won't be very far. You will still be here. That is why I have hope. This was our guest. Now it's our turn. We have with us Pierre Mangino, the ex-president of the AFNIC. He's with us. He's going to give us a few words at the beginning of this debate. Thank you. Just a few words, but I prefer the debate myself. Thank you to give me the floor and to advise me that the meeting was actually taking place. We were in another meeting, though. Therefore, thank you. Two things I want to say. When we started, because I have to tell you that at large, I was mixed. I was really engaged in at large. I was going to say I'm just at large. That's all. And by doing the preliminary research that came into the saturation of at large, we want to be more in at large. I'm very proud of what you did today, where I can receive this and say, what are your ALS things? What are all these things? It was not very easy to show that it would lead to something. When we talked at the time, we had a feeling with our questions that we would receive that would be just people that we would put, gazelles that we put in a room with an elephant. We had to describe what we were doing. This is just to show you that you have done a lot. We have been able to impose something. I say my hats to you. I know it's a lot of work. You have to be a volunteer. I know it's not just three or four that work. I am really, really very proud and happy of all the initiative that you took. 10 years ago when we thought about outlaws and ALS, I couldn't even imagine the things that you've done in the last 3 or 4 days. Second thing I want to say is that I was inspired after our last little meeting with the minister from Senegal. He said something really strong. He said that he noticed that there's a gap between the technicians and those who make decisions, the decision makers. When it comes to the internet today, him as a minister, he has more than ever need of those who understand it. He said that he tries to understand all your acronym, GAC this. He said, it is very complicated for me. But the conclusion is, the technicians do not know how to communicate. But this is where at large has an importance, because I think you have an important role to play just to explain this business when it comes to the national level. I think, like the minister, that it's for us to take that step to be understood. What we talk about is a numerical digital economy. Everything is business first in this business. You can't. It is all industry. It's all business in this industry. You are in Africa. I want to finish on this. As long as we don't work for this business, for this industry, the internet in Africa, we will just survive on the goodwill of the assistants, people that bring us to this meeting. People come to this meeting because the countries believe. I'm encouraging you all to work to make our decision makers know reality, help us use, I don't know all the ideas, but at large is the voice of the users within the internet. This is how I see it. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Pierre. I asked Pierre, how do you want to be introduced? And he told me, at large. No, give me a title. Former president of Afrinique Council, and I should have said, he's the first president of AFRALO. He was the one who created AFRALO when ICANN was looking for people to put together an at-large structure in Africa. He did it for AFRALO, and we can thank him for creating it. That's why we're here today. Very well. Now let's move to another topic, security for internet users, safety and security, good practices for internet users. We talked about this topic. This is of much interest for you all, and nobody else talked about any other topic. So that's why we're going to talk about security, internet security for users. And I understand why it is such an important topic, security of people, of networks. Let's deal with it today, and In order to prepare this meeting, we have a statement, a project that was sent to us in those two lists, and you have it on W Connect, and let's have it on the full screen, and let's read it. Dave is our reporter. Thank you. Before reading the statement, I would like to say something. It's not for only one person. This is an entire team that did work for it. And I'm going to read it in English. Donc, déclaration de la communauté africaine d'ICANN participant à la réunion conjointe afro-africaine à Dakar le 26 octobre 2011. Les membres de la communauté africaine,
Afro-African meeting held on Wednesday 26 October 2011 in Dakar during the 42nd ICANN International Public Meeting, having debated the dangers faced by the African internet end users due to the various forms of cyber criminality. Firstly, exhort the African CCTLDs operators to adopt implementation of DNSSEC as a crucial measure to secure DNS. Secondly, encourage the African countries that do not have yet a computer emergency response team, CERT, to create one to respond in a timely manner to the requests of the internet users and provide them with the necessary advice based on updated security information. Thirdly, advise the African parents to equip their systems with parental control software while mentoring the children and making them aware of the threats on the net. Fourthly, invite all the African internet users to contact their national CERTs to learn about the latest virus alerts and follow its advice to avoid any damage to their systems. Fifth, recommend to the African users of the internet to follow closely the minimum safety rules listed below. A, use good quality passwords, that is to say difficult to find using automated tools and difficult to guess by a third party. B, having an updated operating system and software browser, antivirus, office, personal firewall, etc., because most attacks attempt to use the computer holes of the operating system or of software. C, perform regular backups in order to able to react to an attack or a malfunction. D, disable by default ActiveX and JavaScript components. Although they allow many interesting functions, they present in the meantime security risk up to the takeover of the control of a vulnerable machine by an intruder. E, do not hurry in clicking on links, but take the URL yourself and put it in the browser address bar, as a standard attack consists of encouraging internet users to click on a link in a message to mislead him and steal his or her personal information. F, dissemination of personal information. A good practice consists in never give password information in forums and never enter personal and sensitive data such as bank information on sites that do not offer or require guarantees. G, never pass on hoaxes such as letters chain, lucky winner, financial pyramid, call for solidarity, virus alert, etc. H, cultivate prudence. Internet is a street full of unknown people, and generally it is recommended to not automatically trust the sender's name that appears in the message and never meet with a stranger without a minimum precaution. I, vigilance before opening attachments to an email. They often peddle malware. That's all. Merci le président.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's it. Thank you, Dave, for reading this. We have the French version on the screen, and Dave did read the English version so that everybody understand what we are talking about. And I think that we should all have it. It was sent on the list. Let's open now the debate on that particular topic of internet security. Who wants the floor? Aziz, go ahead. Yes, just a comment I do have. Excuse me, I am Aziz, for the record. During our joint meetings, Afrin Kafralo, we had some statements that are for ICANN. When we read these statements, I think it's more for governments, parents, families, users. I didn't participate in the group that did elaborate the document. This is something that is for everybody. So I think we should review a little bit the way, if we adopt this declaration, the way it is written and communicated. Several African ALSs are here, and we can see how the ALS can do something to communicate this information to their government and to the citizens of their country. I think this is very useful. This is an evolution. We see that we're working differently in Afralo-Afnik. Thank you, Aziz. This is an interesting remark. We thought about it as well. Of course, this declaration is not for the ICANN board. That wouldn't make any sense. So we're going to communicate to other people, the media, the governments, the security agencies of African countries. The next one is going to be Alioune Traoré, taking the floor. Thank you. I just wanted to talk about this statement when we talk about ICANN, when we talk about ICANN entities, the SO. They're all users, internet users, and they are all involved in this type of statement and have to be aware of them. Thank you. Alioune was our first, he worked on that draft, and we have a request. Ms. Sophia wants to take the floor. Yes, I wanted to take the opportunity to talk about my experience. I am from Tunisia, and we have a national agency for internet security, and this is an agency that enabled us to get a lot of experience because they did help South Africa to put together the CERT, C-E-R-T, and this is a way of having a message go through. If you need some assistance in one of your country, we have some knowledge and competencies, and two CERT are being put together in South Africa. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you. Thank you, Sophia. Pierre? Thank you very much. She said exactly what I wanted to say. This is a good evolution, and we are moving forward. Everybody is involved in it, and we should all be concerned. And in Africa, we're going to put together AfriCert. That's what we call. This is an association that we'll look with the AF Stars, and we'll take care of security issues of the system, and we'll encourage each and every country to put together a CERT. And we have a website, africert.org. We have a committee is being set up, and this is very important that we work together. And like it was said, this initiative shows that ALS have to work a lot in their region, in their local area, and communicate on those issues with the media, and the media should be aware of them. I've seen it in cyber cafes in Africa, and it's important for the end users to know what the dangers are when you use the internet and the safety and security issues, and I think it is extremely important. This is a good contribution, and AfricaSot will be able to contribute in the future. Thank you. Thank you, Pierre. This is a good piece of information you're giving us, Yaouvi. No? Thank you. I think that we have 2 points here that are very relevant. And in this declaration, what is important is that each and every person can do something if we all work together. In 1 year, we can see how we evolved. I think we have to use it. We have to make sure it is actionable. We talked about DNSSEC. I think we have a duty. If we go back to our countries, and when we go back to our countries, to take this statement and look at the DNSSEC and look into it. What can we do? What can we do so that it is implemented? This is the first point I wanted to give today. And we have to see how we can implement DNSSEC in our respective countries and discuss it with several people. You talked about the CERT, the CRT, and we heard Tunisia. Tunisia offered some help and assistance, and Pierre said that AfricaSERT is another structure being implemented, so we do have some resources. We do have two contacts that will enable us to evaluate soon the CERT and to put together and implement CERT in those countries. I think this is a good move forward. We do have more than we think. We have this statement and we are able to do something. We are able to move forward, and once we're back in our country, let's do it. When we look at this statement, it's fine that we have it in the cyber cafes, but the DNSSEC is so important. The CERT is so important to be implemented. We have, in 1 year, to make sure that we have DNSSEC and CERT being put together.
Thank you. This is an action plan. In reference to this declaration, this statement, I approve it myself. And now, do we have other statements? Or other questions? Action item.
Each ALS go to the CCNSO operator in its country and try to see how they implement CERT for the security of their operation. Marie?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to ask a question. Is it the CCTLD operators or managers in the country that should initiate? I'm sorry. Should it be the CCTLD operators in the country that should initiate the CERT, or the government itself? Because I know that our cyber law, cyber security law, has a provision for CERT, and is like being housed at the National Security Advisor's office. So probably if we share what how others did theirs, whether it should come from the CCTLD operator, I mean manager, or from the government side. Thank you.
Thank you, Marie, for this remark. It's you're right. To correct what I said, I would say the CCTLD operators and governments, both. Baudouin.
Au plan d'action de Yovi, je proposerai qu'on...
I propose that we can increase, no, that we add the software of parental control. I think it would be very good if we could add that program to complement in some countries.
Pour implémenter le contrôle parental.
Oui, c'est à réfléchir.
Tu as raison, mais il faut savoir à qui on va s'adresser.
Whom do we go to implement that parental control? Are there other reactions? Michel, forgive me. I just wanted to, first of all, thank those who participate to the elaboration of this statement. I want to bring the attention on this. For now, if we follow the opening ceremony, for example, the Minister of Ethics of Senegal read a statement from the ministers. I think there are important point of views on which we should agree in the way to reiterate in our statement. There is the question of the IGF, which seems to us to be very important because it allows to sensitize the government. You know, it's a concern. It's on that base that we left each other in Nairobi at the last IGF. It becomes a concern. And there's also the question of the implication of, according to the plan, the action plan from Tunis, of the multi-altery strategy. Until now, in many countries, especially the Francophone countries, it's not always simple that someone can take into account somebody from the private or the national, private or public sector. Nobody knows who is taking the decision. The last thing is the question for identity. I'm talking about .Africa. Since our government took position, we need to push this position in our statement, so that makes sense. Thank you, Michel. It's very pertinent what you just said. I only have one problem. The topic of this meeting is on security of users. And if we have to make another statement, we will. The government, the African government, that will contain something else. But right now we're talking about the security of users, and we are working on this topic. I agree, especially point for Africa, .Africa and IGF in Africa. Marie?
Concerning the parental and the child, there's... an initiative was started from the regulatory authority called Nigerian Child Online Protection Initiative. And is an initiative of public-private partnership. And we are adopting some of the global best practices. We looked at what ITU has done, and we are domesticating it to our own country. So there's a policy guideline that is coming up, and there are aspects of it that would address what the children would do, what the parents would do, and what the guardians would do, and what the teachers would do. And we are developing it in such a way that it should actually get to our National Assembly for legislation. So I just want to share that. Thank you.
Merci, Marie. Est-ce que, si j'ai bien compris...
Thank you, Marie. If I understood well, you want us to modify the statement in this sense. I agree. You already have the statement that was sent on the list. I would like you to send it to the list, all the modifications, the changes that you just talked about, and when it will be adopted by the entire amount, the group of the members on the list, this statement will be adopted. Do you all agree to decide on this statement will not be published until we can see what Marie will propose for us as changes? In a week, of course. Marine will commit to do it within a week. She's going to do it now, Michel. So today or tomorrow. Are there other remarks? I have two. Have you? My name is Eddie. I'm from Rwanda. I really like the statement that was proposed, but I also have a question. I don't know if it's an item to add to the statement. I have an item on the protection of the children. Is that a subject that I thought about a long time ago? I thought it was something that we could ask the ISP, provider, internet provider, so they have it in their proposal. It would be a package that would protect the children that the parents could ask for when they want to, or the customers could ask for. It would be less expensive for the user if the ISP would take care of it. If you agree, we could add this because we have an item that talks about the parental control. We could add this. We could modify this item according to what it just said. I agree. If there are no other, if nobody opposes that, I have on the list. I have Victor. My name is Victor Donna. I'm part of the Cameroon chapter of the Internet Society. I would like to say how much I appreciate the statement. It was published online. I had brought my contribution. I just wanted to waken that up here because there are less than a month ago, an Internet Society organized a conference that it organizes in all the world countries. It's called Obinet, always on the same subject, because this is a very important subject when it comes to security of the internet in Africa. The theme was almost the same as what the African community in Afro-Lo and a good practice in security of internet. My comment online was, I don't know if I did not read it well. I had said that the biggest gap in security is the human being. If the human being is not educated and sensitive, whatever technician solution and software we're going to set in place, it doesn't mean anything. I just wanted to say that the statement said that put the accent on the education and to put forward the it puts only forward the solution, the technical and software solution. To go in the same sense, there are many, many countries that have implemented laws on cybersecurity and cybercriminality. There are other countries that haven't done so. So I would like the statement when it talks about security, that it talks about the actions that it leads and the things that are implemented. I would like the statement to impulse the implementation of cyberspace in Africa. If my neighbor has something, we need to share information from one country to the other. And if we don't have good relations, we will have problems. Can you propose a modification, a precise modification? I understand about education, but for your second point, if I can formulate that the community encourages, I don't know how to say it, the implementation of the legal case I don't know. We need to find a formula, a correct formula. Thank you, Victor. He proposes two changes, two addition, not changes. First, put into the statement that we have to encourage education, training of the users on security. The user has to be conscious of the danger that exists on the internet in a way so he can avoid problems. I'm telling you, Victor, this point is, it seems a bit trivial, because the users is everybody. It means that everybody, it can be only like TV classes. I don't know. It would be a very sharp, a very difficult action. It would not have the results that you would want. If the audience here think that we have to add this point, I don't have any objection. But for your second point, the legal case, it is true, it's missing. But I think that those who wrote the statement think that the legal case take in account the security of the users. It seems that in some países, in some countries, it's not taken in account. Victor wants these two additions to the statement. What do you think about it? Dave, and then you.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe that to bring awareness is very important as training, because through awareness, users are going to be able to know more about how protecting themselves from internet security issues, and we can use ads in radio and commercials on television. That's going to be useful. Let's add it. Let's add that. Now we have on my list Sophia. I'm sorry to insist on the Tunisian experience. It took us a while, and I believe that you don't have to redo and reinvent the wheel. I have the site address to insert on the chat so that you can find it and look at it. And we have a lot of guides, documents, lots of information regarding the protection of children and internet security. And I think it's best to look at what we already did. There was an extensive work. We have a lot of awareness activities that were launched, TV, CDs, radio. All the communication media were used to bring awareness to a maximum amount of people in the population. Thank you, Yovi. No? Yes, what I wanted to say is that since you worked in Tunisia, I went to Tunisia, and it's really worth it, because when I look at your site, I'm very impressed. If we have it in our country, it's going to be very positive, because every day when you have alerts, you have new information on the site, and the entire population is really aware of the issue. And I think we all should have a structure in our country, and I fully support what was said before. In the declaration, we have to encourage our state to use a traditional way of communicating in the radio, television, because our brothers and sisters that never used the internet, when they just start using the internet, they might become victims. They're going to be more careful if they heard, even on the radio, some spots telling us about the problems. Baudouin? Yes, it has to do with cyber crime. And I think in 2006 or 2007, there was a declaration from our African ministers about cyber crime. And if we can go back to that declaration and see what you can use from it, we can insert parts of it in our declaration as well. Thank you, Baudouin. Good point. Let's do it. Nobody else want to... Oh, yes, Dave. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Just like it was said, from Tunisia, you have a strong system which works well. I think we should add in our declaration that we have a model coming from Tunisia, and we should talk about it, if we all agree. Let's make a proposal. We heard many advice for adding things to the statement. For all of those that made a proposal, let's do it online. Use the list, and we will modify our document and text later on. But let's all send that, and then we'll send you the declaration again, and we'll be able to adopt it and then communicate it. What about it? Do you agree with that? We all agree? Okay, we all in agreement. I do not see any opposition to it, so this is an action item now. All the people that did make proposals and suggestions to modify, amend the declaration, will send them to through the list, and we will integrate it in our declaration. And the final declaration will be circulated on our list for adoption. Okay? Just a second. That has to be done for... we have to be done to do it in less than 1 week. Less than a week. And once it's done, me or... volunteer will update the declaration and we will circulate it for adoption. We have Matt. Yes, you're right. The both distribution list, Afralo and Afrenic. UV for the last time. This is an information we talk about. Afri-ICAN. Some of us are not on that list, and I'll go to afrenic.net and do click on mailing list, and you're going to see the mailing list for la liste donc de Publipostage, the mailing list for Afrinic, and you will find that link. And please, you'll be able to look at all the articles, the archives, and please add your address and your contact information. Let's now go back to what Michel said. Let's have a second declaration for our ministers, no, our governments, I would say, rather, so that we do implement the recommendations coming from the ministry meeting. Let's look at the recommendations that are the most relevant. For instance, the IGF Africa point, very relevant for that. What do you think? Do you think it's good to do so? Baudouin. Yes. We have some very important points, and we talked about them in Nairobi, in the IGF. And even before that, we talked about it online. It was approved, and it was appreciated by most of the actors. It was already launched officially. I think it has to be taken into account. Absolutely, I agree. But I have a little bit of a problem here. We do repeat ourselves. It seems that we repeat what the ministers did say. We're going to send this declaration to who? To the ministers. We cannot recommend them their own recommendations. That's my issue, is it? I do agree. I do agree with you, but that's my concern. Michel? Well, the declaration coming from the ministers is not put together that way. What is important is that we support the points that do come from their declaration, and we are the civil society, and we can help out. We can refer to their declaration, but we can support it. And themselves did refer to the declaration coming from the heads of state.
Okay, then. Do you think this is a good thing to do? I don't have a problem. We can do it, if you want to. There are no comments? It means that you agree? Yes. My problem is a little bit technical. We do not all have read the statements. I know it's good, but we haven't read it all. As it's hard for us to say we're okay on something that we haven't read. Of course not. We will talk about precise and detailed points, items on the statement. Nothing will be sent without being read by you and all the ALS. No worry. It will be a link to the minister's statement as well. We will not make you sign a blank check if you agree. It's not my proposal. It's Michel's proposal. Sophia, I think that it would be better to put this item as a discussion item on the mailing list, and then the content will have to be rediscussed on the actual statement. I think this is what we're going to see. We are going to write a statement that is specific, which will support certain points of recommendation from the ministers. And this statement will be distributed on the list with a recommendation from the ministers, so the ALS, and not only the ALS, but all the participants in Africa, all the Africans of ICANN, give their opinion on this specific statement. And in this case, if it is approved, then it will be sent. I do not see anybody opposing. Then action item. Okay, other remarks? Earlier I made a mistake. We still have 45 minutes, yes? Don't we finish at 6? No, it's at 5:30. All right, then. Okay, it's like as you wish. First of all, do we have something to say? Are there comments? Are there input? We're not going to meet for meeting. Get together for getting together, for the sake of getting together. Yes. I do not see any other comments, any other remarks. If you are all satisfied for what we did, I thank you very much. I am going to give the floor to Fatimata so she can close the meeting. Fatimata, Cecilia. This was a trap because I just got here. I did not follow your discussions. And then he's asking me to close the meeting. So I'm going to pull my hair, all of my hair, everything that I'm going to talk to you about. You talked about security, right? This was the theme. I suppose that you took, you made some resolutions. You committed, or at least you recommended some things. I don't know which one, but I suppose that you, since I know you, that you have continued on that work, mostly for Africa, because we are all here today for Africa, for the activities that are linked to the development of the internet. We cannot develop the internet if we are not secure. So on this note, oh, okay, I just got here, so, and I'm tired on top of it. I look like I'm not, but I am. Since I have some time, I can. Now, I think that most the essential work has been done. It is another meeting that was organized by AFRALO to mobilize the African community around the essential. And once again, I think the resolutions that were taken will be applied. At least I hope that we find a way to apply them. We will be cautious. We will take care of it with Izani and all the members that are here. We hope that we will meet our objectives. This said, I want to thank, in the name of AFRALO, all the participants to this meeting, African meeting, on about security, and thank as well the staff. And we keep on thanking the staff, but all the members of the staff, they never stop. Olivier and all the others present here, and especially to thank the interpreters. Merci. Thank you. But before I close, I hope that the whole community here recognize the commitment and the hard work of our elders and Vice President Mohamed Tijani, who works really, really honestly without stopping, who is so committed and engaged, so engaged, and really bring us his support, support that we can't even imagine. Because between the commitment of Aziz with his university, with Isaac and others, all the engagement, my commitment, and all my other activities that only you Africans can understand. If there was no Tijani, it would be a catastrophe. So really, I want to honor Tijani in front of everyone and really ask you to applaud him really, really hard. And to wish him a very long life and a very healthy life. Thank you, Tijani. This is what I wanted to say. I thank you all again, and I say see you tomorrow for capacity building. But tonight, there is something. I'm going to let Heidi and others tell you about it. I'll see you tomorrow. Capacity building still, but today you have more things to do. I'm going to let Tijani tell you about it. Case studies, restitution of case study, the work group that we're put together, they will be inshallah tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Maybe even a little later, we don't know. Maybe a little later if you want. Let's say 7:30. 7:30. Yes, 7:30. Okay.
That's good. So it's tomorrow.
Yes, I thought we had something to say about that. If not, just
okay. That's good. Yes. Do you have that? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Donc.
Then this is the end. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow, really, it will be a very educational session. There will be work group that will really deepen their reflection on different subjects and will share with everyone. And there will be 5 groups. See you tomorrow.